Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
move out on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. You don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
face, you get sprung. Gotta pull up, cause you know the fat butt will suck. Even a DC's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, bang, I wanna get hooked up and take your picture. My homeboy trying to warn me of that butt you got made.
Push it. Super, 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 super solid. Push it. Super, 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 super solid. Push it. Super, 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 super solid.
My everything, my everything. gentlemen, with the
exclusive hot new mix.
Thank you.
Spats.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, yeah. 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and master. Video production. Website. Graphic design. EPK. Artist development. DJ. And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Hey, him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
West Radio, what up, what up, what up? Happy Mad Monday. You know, and happy Mother's Day to the mothers. You know, we wasn't able to, you know, throw that out there yesterday, but happy Mother's Day to the mothers. And, you know, to the motherfuckers too, you know what I'm saying? Just fucking with you. Ah, we just said we're in the building, man, True West, man. Let me give it up for my folks here. We got Mr. Everywhere in the building. Yeah, blood. We got Junior. We got Sweetie. What the hell's going on, y'all?
What's the deal?
Is this 999? Yeah. I had to put that mix on. I was sitting up here. I was trying to make the flyer for Friday. So I'm sitting up here, I'm trying to think of everybody's name I need to put on this motherfucker.
Oh.
So I'm just going through names. Yeah.
I hit up Banji White, but you know, they having his daddy's funeral around that time, and you know the times don't quite match up for him to do both. But he probably gonna be calling in soon though. Cause
he
been thinking about y'all.
Yeah, because he was you know, he like when we be on, it be like 3 o'clock in the morning over there.
Yeah, it'd be late as hell.
Yeah, I think he said it'd be like 3 o'clock. I remember that dude called from what was he at, in Germany, some goddamn where. One dude called from Germany,
yeah.
Australia.
France.
Yeah. I'm like, well, goddamn.
And he spent so much money, he couldn't even talk to us. He just wanted to listen.
Mm-hmm. So, look. I'm like, wow. I'm like, that shit cost. I remember when the French dude called, he couldn't even speak English. I think that motherfucker
had
to go.
That's who I'm talking about. He just Head O' Kiss or something like, I think that was his name. I was thinking about it like, I was just looking up old school stuff the other day, and like Positive K started popping up, and I was like, damn, I met him. I'm like, damn, I met these niggas.
I'm going to tell y'all something that's way off balance. Did y'all go and see that goddamn Kendrick Lamar video?
Nope.
Oh my fucking God. That is the tightest shit I ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's good.
That's what they say he dedicated it to Nip, right?
He didn't. Man, the motherfucker. The nigga was just sitting there, and he started rapping. He shook his head, and his face turned into O.J. Simpson. And he was still rapping. And then after that, he said something about bipolar. He shook his head and his face turned into Kanye West.
Yeah.
Then he said something. He turned into Will Smith. Then he was rapping. He shook his face and he turned into Kobe Bryant. That shit was fucking hard.
See, yeah. I told you. It ain't hard. That right there proves it ain't hard to get to the point with just slapping the shit out of somebody. Or just snatching the mic out somebody's hand. That's a whole lot. Well, I don't know about OJ, but the rest of them is like a whole lot of people that have been disrespected. Or like the industry drove their ass crazy or something.
And then at the end of it, he turned into Nipsey. And he was basically saying how he forgive the nigga that killed him and all that shit. He was talking to that nigga brother and shit. Oh, that shit fucked me up. That shit fucked me totally up. I'm going to play the song because I had to go and get the song. But y'all got to go to YouTube and watch that fucking video. You got to watch that shit. Because it's crazy how his face turned into all these people's faces. And he's still rapping like a motherfucker. And all of the faces look just like the niggas that his face turned into. That is the hardest shit I ever seen in my life.
It sound like he used that swap face app.
They
didn't use no motherfucking kind of app for that one. Somebody, he paid some money for that motherfucker. I swear, that is the tightest shit that I ever... Ever.
That's why I like
Ever.
Him and J. Cole so much, man, because they can deliver a message. J. Cole went diamond without even going, even doing a video. And it's like these two cats can do what they do with their creativity just off of lyrics alone and can get millions of sales. And then here you got all these other cats. All they know is the trap, strap, switch on the stick and all that stuff. And they, I mean, come on, man.
This goes to mixtape shit because he got, it's called a Heart 5. So he always do the Heart, but he never put it on his album. It's on, like he give it away for free. And the motherfucker used the Marvin Gaye the sample, nigga. That shit is hard. I mean, I could play the song. It ain't going to get no justice to that video.
Yeah, I watched it. It's like, well, I didn't get to watch the whole deal because somebody called my phone. I watched him right there when he first starts off. He got the like red backdrop, and then somebody called my phone. I never went back to watching it. I just heard everybody talking about it. I was like, okay.
That nigga turned into OJ. He was talking about, you know, the Bronco shit or something he was talking about. Whoop the whoop, and then he said something about bipolar, and he shook his head, and he turned into Kanye West. And this nigga hair is wild as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think Shannon Sharp did it yesterday on his little deal. Shannon Sharp got the little photo deal, and he got his hair like that. He looking like that album album video cover.
Kind of remind me of that, what was that? That guy, he did that song on that commercial, and every time he talked, his hair got bigger and bigger.
Oh, that was Ludacris.
You seen that commercial? Yeah.
That was ludicrous. He was going, I'm going to have to get some homeless coming to the day.
Yeah. Hey, that's what they remind me of, for real.
It's kind of like that, but... And then at the end, when that nigga turned into Nipsey, that fucked me up. I'm like, well, goddamn.
He's going to have to do the remix and turn into Chris Paul, man, because that would have been my last day yesterday. That would have been my last day bouncing the basketball.
Oh, that nigga Chris Paul, he was about to fuck one of the people up in the stands last night.
Dallas, I think Confetti, the only one that saved the boy. Confetti said, come on, man, let's go.
That's
the LA kid.
It was a little skinny ass young white motherfucker, and he was talking about his mama, and I think
he punched his mama and started threatening his baby mama, his wife, in front of the kid.
That motherfucker said, "Yeah, I see you outside." They was escorting that nigga boy. No, they escorted that nigga to the car and drove him off the premises.
You seen his mama? His mama like, come on, son, let's go.
Yeah, she
was like, his mama was like, red on Friday. You want some of this? No. What did I tell you about coming out here messing with these folks? Get in the car.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
But see,
yeah.
that's what the world is coming to. All these people are going doing it for fame, but somebody's going to wind up getting killed doing that, running up on these comedians and these entertainers, these actors and athletes, they gonna wind up getting murked, you watch.
Well, see, I know for a fact, they talking shit, and they know for a fact that, they ain't gonna let Chris Paul go up there. He ain't like Ron Artest. Ron Artest went up in the stands and started giving him the business when he played for the Pacers. You remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that fan was talking shit. That nigga ran all the way up like three goddamn rows and started giving this nigga the business. You know what I'm saying? Chris Paul ain't built like that. You know what I'm saying? Agent 99 in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that nigga, he ran up on the stands and gave them the business. But see, they wasn't giving it. Stop, Ron, Ron, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck, because that nigga, because see, you know what? You got people like Chris Paul, he won't be no fighting ass nigga, but if you fuck with his family, you know what I'm saying? That's something totally different. Anybody a fighter, if they fucking with your family. This nigga Ron Artest was just them ugly niggas a fight. Like Dennis Rodman. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers been fighting all they goddamn life. So them motherfuckers been ready to go fight your ass.
That nigga made them ugly niggas.
For real. You know what I'm talking about? You see that super ugly motherfucker? You know he fighting. Anybody... You know, the NBA, NFL.
Akeem Olajuwon, he gonna fight you.
Fuck, nigga, them ugly niggas is gonna fight you, nigga. Nigga, Kevin Garnett. Them niggas is real fighters, because I remember this one comedian said, them motherfuckers in the NBA, can't none of them scrap. Everybody was scared because they was tall and big. You know what I'm saying? I remember when Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley got into a fight. That shit was so bitchy. Ain't nobody connected. Them motherfuckers swinging, catching air. You know what I mean? So you know who's getting ready to be the fighter. You can look at anybody in the NBA right now and say, oh, that nigga will fight you.
Man, it's been so long since Charles Barkley played for anybody. I don't remember that. And all the good highlights and all that stuff. I was like, damn, he did all of that? Because now I understand why he be talking shit. But, you know, he ain't play good. In my little era, when I understood what was going on in life, he played good before.
Good.
Yeah, he was good for 6'4". He was the smallest one. Power forward at 6'4", he was good. But just he was one of them arrogant players. Things don't go his way. He ready to fight. He ready to criticize and fight. Exactly. No matter what. Exactly. He didn't care what side you were. He was going to try to fight you.
He picked and chose his fight, though.
Then he tried any basket. When he stayed in Houston, when he was in Houston, all I seen him was talking shit and standing on the side with the referee.
No offense, but everybody go to Houston, they suck when they get down there. James Harden used to be cold. He's now look at him, he's cold as hell in Philly. He's cold as yep. You look at everybody that went down there to Houston. They just flop when they get down there. Look at who that went to the Lakers? Westbrook. Westbrook, goddamn, he's there to go up there in Oklahoma. The Joker was the man. He get down in Houston, boy, he was. Goddamn, I wouldn't even put him on the party.
I don't even know that much about basketball, but I know he was only that good in getting those numbers because his team wanted to see him do it. They wanted to see him do that more than they wanted to win, and he didn't know these people like that. But I don't think on his own to keep that live like that. You got to have a system. You got to have – somebody got to have your right hand and your left hand, and that's for all of them. But if you think you're going to show out by yourself, you ain't going to do it.
I'm going to tell you something about the NBA. You know, the good thing about it is every NBA team needs that gangster on their team. They need a gangster on their team, and a whole lot of teams don't have that. It might sound crazy, it might sound silly, but the Lakers was winning like a motherfucker when Ron Artest, a.k.a. Metal World Peace, when he got on, you got to have them gangsters. When they had Dennis Rodman on the Lakers, you got to have them ugly motherfuckers just get ready to fuck somebody up type of people. Can't have him, little old. Nobody wasn't. Kobe wasn't a fighter.
As far as James Harden, he like the greatest fucking choke artist ever. He choked wherever he played at.
Okay,
so now, he didn't really choke. Harden did good in Oklahoma City. He's doing damn good in Philadelphia. They punished that damn Miami yesterday.
He choked out here. All he doing is shooting threes. He couldn't shoot them in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. Because they got there every year, but he just couldn't do it.
They lucky I ain't rich, because
I'm glad
if I was rich, I ain't never heard him say nothing about him having a woman, so he might got a man, but I would get a man or a woman or something and go and seduce him. That nigga would wake up in the morning without that motherfucking bill.
He got a bad one on his hip.
Huh?
James Harden got a bad woman on his hip.
Yeah, well, I would send a bad one and take him up in the room and have that nigga fall out, and he'll wake up in the morning without that fucking beard.
He just couldn't play with Westbrook, man. That wasn't his thing, man. He played with them up there when
like
they had
like
Kevin Durant, but after that,
it.
They broke up. Mm-mm.
I just want that beard shave. I want somebody to get his ass. Just, oh my God, is that James Harden?
Have you seen him with his beard? Without his beard?
Yeah, that nigga look like a
he
cartoon character.
Damn, what's that cartoon character got that long chin? I'm trying to think of him right now. I want to say he's like a blue
right,
cartoon
man.
Character or something. That's who he looked like. I was like, wow, man, keep that beard on.
That nigga look like Deputy Do Right or the Tick or some shit. Niggas think that big old part in the bottom is really just all hair, nigga. That's his chin.
Yeah, he got a long chin. A chin longer than his beard.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
He's a great player, though. I take nothing from him. He just...
Oh, no.
When they go down to Houston just like, man, it's just like, man, they go down there and it's just like, hell, man, we just here for a check. We know we ain't going to win nothing. We going to go to the playoff, but we just here for a check. They go somewhere else, they here for a ring.
Right, I hear it. Well, shit, man. Let me see. something about this movement. I was sitting up here. I'm making a damn the flyer. I'm trying to make sure I don't leave nobody's name out, especially none of us. I got all us up in the flyer. Everybody on me, I got all us in the flyer. You know, so I'm just trying to see if I'm gonna forget somebody. I put Connoisseur Chris on there. I even put EXO on there because she was down with us for a whole lot of years.
What's y'all temperature right now? Where y'all at?
Mine is like, I think it's like 72, but it's windy as a son of a bitch. So it feel like 60 around this motherfucker.
Mine, you turn your oven on 350 preheat, and it pretty much sums it up around here.
Yeah. Look, mine is 84, and it feel like 88, but it's almost 9 o'clock, though.
I don't know, because I knew when I looked at, I seen Dallas, it say the hottest day in Dallas was like 95. I was like, well, goddamn.
Oh, today we felt like 101.
Oh, no. No,
that's why I couldn't go get them cigars early, and Chris told me, he said, I think you better wait until the sun go down. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but...
Yeah, that's it. This shit is wild. It's different. That's that global warming, I'm telling you. And I'm telling
you. Now, somebody said it was a earthquake in Kentucky, and they felt it
South Carolina. Columbia, South Carolina.
Goddamn. Hey, global warming, that's all that shit's coming. Y'all motherfuckers scared of earthquakes. Y'all going to be around there getting tornadoes and shaking at the same time.
No, the way it sounds, you're going to be getting tornadoes, and we're going to be getting earthquakes.
Well, motherfucker tornado come through this motherfucker. I don't know. What can I do? If I know that motherfucker coming, I'm going to get in the car, and I'm going to try to get the fuck away.
No, sir. You're going to die, okay? You want to die. That's not what you do. Definitely not.
Well, my house is strong anyway. I got a strong-ass house. My shit is built out of motherfucking the highest type of sticks ever. I ain't got one of them regular-ass houses.
So
you
got to do like they do
it. Put on the windows so the pressure won't bust it out and go head on. If you got a good
like
roof.
Do like they do in Kentucky. Do like they do in Kentucky. Just get you a tiny house and hook it to the back of your pickup truck.
Motherfucker, I get a motherfucker sail like a sailboat, nigga, and be gone. Excuse me, going down the goddamn block. Nah. We ain't gonna
lie. I thought about getting a canoe after this one time, but it turns out it was some shit that they did here in the city that made it do like that. It wasn't draining the way it should have been because of something they did.
I don't know, already told you, I'm going to have a boat sitting in my driveway, and I ain't going to, I'm just going to wait. And then when that water gets to coming up this way, I'm just going to jump in my boat and be like, see y'all.
Yeah, that's what happened with New Orleans. They didn't, the insurance company didn't pay them for the hurricane damage because they said you didn't get the hurricane damage, you got flood damage, and you ain't got flood insurance because the dam, the locks on the dam, didn't release the water in time for it to drain out, and it flooded. It went over the dam locks and then flooded the city. So when everybody
That's
started doing the insurance claim, they're like, hey, my house went downstream. They said, your house did what? It went downstream. Okay, well, it was flood damage. It wasn't hurricanes. So they lost their house. It had to be in your insurance policy.
Guess what? Depending on what part of Houston you're living at, you're not eligible for flood insurance. That's why a couple of days ago when this subject came up, I said those things that happen, it's their fault. Now, you might have built a business around there or something like that or something temporary, but it should have stayed how it was. y'all shouldn't have tried to colonize that too, because you know damn well that you was putting them houses in a flood zone. So everybody on the side of the bayou and all of that shit, they can eat grass. So you're not happy.
Hey, you know what?
New Orleans is 10 feet below sea level.
Yeah, you know what?
Right at sea level, so yeah.
You know what? Don't you know them canoes when you just pull the goddamn cord and the motherfucker inflate and you jump in that bitch? I had a couple of those. It was just like I was telling motherfuckers, if I worked in a big old high-rise building, and that motherfucker caught on fire, I had me a parachute. I jumped right out the fucking window. Hey, let's call them being prepared. Hey, check this out, man.
They need to stop sticking all of this damn paper in everybody's mailbox. You can get any kind of sale or anything you want on the damn computer. Coupons and all of that shit. So if anybody listening, stop that shit.
Hey, if y'all listening, if y'all somewhere, it ain't too much you could do about earthquakes, but just stop, drop, and roll around this motherfucker. But y'all motherfuckers live where they got all them goddamn flooding and all that shit, I'll be getting me some of them inflatable shits. Motherfucker just pull that goddamn thing and that motherfucker just inflate. I'll be floating like a motherfucker.
I've never lived on the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why I don't feel such a, you know.
But you might have to go down to the first floor.
Yeah, when it drains.
That nigga say when it drains.
Yeah.
I feel you. Well, take this out, man. We're about to jump into a couple of songs. I got to play this goddamn Kendrick song. I just wish y'all could just see the visual. I know y'all going to watch it later, but I love the shit anyway. True West Radio, man. Give us a call. Mad Monday, 323-642-1597. Yeah, man. Look, I'm going to tell y'all what's even deeper than that. Oh, we got JoJo in the building. Damn, JoJo. I'm just now seeing you down there. I'm going to tell you something else. Episode 998. That's awesome. Friday is going down.
All right, what's going on for Friday?
I really don't know yet because I'm trying to get these cats together. I know my brother gonna call. I talked to Battle Cat. I wanted him to call, but fuck him. I don't give a shit if he called or not. Damn, I said that on the radio. I hope he heard it. Fuck you.
Wait a minute. Yeah, he just called us here a little while ago.
Hmm?
I said he just called in a while back. What you tripping for?
Oh, that's a long story. I'll get into it later.
Anyway,
you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get the flyer together. I was working on the flyer earlier, so I'm trying to make sure I get it together this evening so I could go on and post it and we could go on and start giving it up. I'm just trying to make sure that we get all our folk on here first, and then any kind of other names I want to put on there, I put them on there, you know what I mean?
Matter of fact, I got to call my boy back, too. Tony, tell him to call in. I just talked to him earlier.
Who?
Oh,
you say who?
My homeboy that's seen.
Oh, okay.
You remember the dude on the show who did the Prince song?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Or if not, if he off, I'll just grab his ass on the way up because he in Victorville now. and I'll just will come up there to the house.
Oh, you coming up here Friday?
I'm coming up here Friday. I told you I'm coming up here Friday.
Oh, well, nigga, I'm just saying, nigga, sometimes, nigga, you say shit, they just don't calculate.
Well, you said you was barbecuing, and he said he was taking beans. I'm being messy right now. I'm going back over.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
For sure. Man, just get out of here. Don't show up when the goddamn show coming on, motherfucker.
I got a meeting with my daughter's school at 2:15, and once I leave after that, spend some time with her, I'm coming straight up here to you.
Okay, cool. Well, whiskey about to go down then like a motherfucker. Well, anyway, let me get into a couple of these joints, man. I gotta hear this shit. Y'all gotta watch this video. 99, did you ever see that? You see that Kendrick Lamar video?
I did.
Yeah, I didn't see
it. White t-shirt. Oh my God, that shit's so hard. But it's called the Heart Five.
Ooh,
you know,
man,
I'm gonna play the song. Y'all gotta see the video.
Listen to what he's saying. Listen to what he's saying. I know what he was saying.
I looked at that motherfucker about five times in a row.
You did.
I was like, okay, I see you
getting
the morning like a
smoker,
but I see you.
Ah. All right, man, we're getting ready to get into that jam right now. True West Radio, Mad Monday. Give us a call, man. 323-242-1597. Episode 998.
I
see you down there, Rev, but you late. You late. I'm gonna get with you, Rev, right after this. Here we go.
As I get a little older, I realize life is perspective. And my perspective may differ from yours. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been down with me. All my fans, all my beautiful fans. Anyone who's ever gave me a listen. All my people.
I come from a generation of pain where murder is minor. Rebellious and more jealous, a tip you for designer. Belt buckles and clout overzealous and prone to violence. Make the wrong turn, be your will of the will alignment. Residue burn, mist at the inner city. Miscommunication to keep homo detector busy. No protection is risky, desensitized. I vandalize pain, covered up and camouflage. Get used to hearing arsenal rain. Analyze, risk your life, take the charge. Homies, don't fuck your baby mama once you hit the yard. That's culture, 23-hour lockdown. Then somebody calls that your little nephew was shot down. The culture involved. I done seen niggas do 17, hit the halfway house, get out and get his brains blown out, looking to buy some weed, car washes played out, new GoFundMe accounts to proceed, a brand new victim, a shatter those dreams, the culture. To let y'all know what a nigga look like in a bulletproof rover. In my mama's sofa was a doodle popper. Hair trigger, walk up closer. Ain't no photoshopping. Friends bipolar. Grab you by your pocket. No option if you froze up. I always play the offense. Niggas going to work and selling work. Late for work. Working late, praying for work. But he on paperwork. That's the culture. Point the finger, promote ya. Remote location, witness protection. They gon' hold ya. The streets got me fucked up. Y'all can miss me. I wanna represent for us. New revolution was up and moving. I'm in Argentina wiping my tears, full of confusion. Water in between us, another peer's been executed. History repeats again, make amends and find a nigga with the same skin to do it. But that's the culture, crack a bottle. Hard to deal with the pain when you're sober. By tomorrow, we forget the remains, we start over. That's the problem, our foundation was trained to accept whatever follows. Dehumanized, insensitive, scrutinized, the way we live for you and I. Enemy shook my hand, I can promise I'll meet you. In a land where no equal is your equal, never say I ain't told ya. Nah, In a land where hurt people hurt more people. Fuck calling it culture. Celebrate new life when it come back around. The purpose is in the lessons we learning now. Sacrifice personal gain over everything just to see the next generation better than ours. I wasn't perfect, the skin I was in, I truly suffered. Temptation and patience, everything that the body nurtures. I felt the good, I felt the bad, and I felt the worry. But all in all, my productivity has stayed urgent. Face your fears, always knew that I would make it here. Where the energy is magnified and persevered. Consciousness is synchronized and crystal clear. Euphoria is glorified and made his. Reflecting on my life and what I done. Paid dues, made rules, change out of love. The same views, made schools, change curriculums. But didn't change me staring down the barrel of that gun. Should I feel resentful, I didn't see my full potential? Should I feel regret about the good that I was into? Everything is everything, this ain't coincidental. I woke up that morning with more heart to give you. As I bleed through the speakers, feel my presence. To my brother, to my kids, I'm in heaven. To my mother, to my sis, I'm in heaven. To my father, to my wife, I'm serious, this is heaven. To my friends, make sure you count them blessings. To my fans, make sure you make them investments. And to the killer that spared at my demise, I forgive you, just know your soul's in question. I seen the pain in your pupil when that trigger had squeezed. And though you did me gruesome, I was surely relieved. I completed my mission, wasn't ready to leave. But fulfilled my days, my creator was pleased. I can't stress how I love y'all. I don't need to be in flesh just to hug y'all. The memories recollect just because y'all. Celebrate me with respect, the unity we protect is above all. And Sam, I be watching over you. Make sure my kids watch all my interviews. Make sure you live out our dreams we produce. Keep that genius in your brain on the move. And to my neighborhood, let the good prevail. Make sure them babies and the leaders out of jail. Live for salvation when troubles get real. Cause you can't help the world until you help yourself. And I can't blame the hood the day that I was killed. You had to see it, that's the only way to feel. And though my physical won't reap the benefits, the energy they carry on admit still, I want you.
Like the clock stay ticking from dusk to dawn. We gon' make sure the party kicks to the early morn. Got a bungee cord in the balcony, you can dip on the pool. There's a pole in the living room, you can dip on that too. I ain't hating, but if it is, you can dip on that fool. And come back and get ripped on my crew, let's do what it do. Bring your own drink, girl, don't say I didn't warn you. We got players in here from Compton, California. From L.A. all the way through the Bay. Through P.O. downtown, the S.C.A. Now it's private, a little bit of lick involved. Let me put it on your tongue and watch your shit dissolve. While we pass these blood around the big keepery. I know you recognize by the way I describe the scenery. That if you ain't with it, it's on you. When it comes to the party, we gon' do what we want to.
When we walked in, I see baby and her friends. I see all my player partners on the floor. Getting it in. Do your two-step. If you're feeling fresh to death, I got my weed, I got my liquor. It's the weekend and the worst.
Girls with the low cut, bottles with the no pole, make the ass drop, sticky green everywhere.
Look at daddy, pulling hair.
Hands on the floor, face down, ass in the air. Think I might she like a true vet. Daddy girl staring, blue hair with a fish net. Bartender, come around, bitches in from out of town. Wop, fam, PSG, Top Chef is going down.
When we walked in, I seen baby and her friends. I see all my player partners on the floor. Getting it in. Do your two-step. If you're feeling fresh to death, I got my weed, I got my liquor. It's the weekend in the West.
Come on, here I go again, girl, I'm back up on it. Get mine, turn the party up on it. Smash out when the club's all over. You know the routine, bring that over. You're looking good. feeling fresh to death. I got my weed, I got my liquor. It's the weekend in the West.
Focused on the paper, about to break a bitch. Light skin, red bone, dark skin, chocolate. Roll up to Josie, the light, about to spark shit. Never save a hoe, see the paper, I'ma go get it, go get it. See walking with confidence, all in the function. No, I'm about to knock a bitch. Turned up all the way on 10. Talk a lot of shit, got money to spend. Back to selling dope like a Mexican. Put my trust in the bitch, never happened, man. Used to ride the bench, now I'm starting five. Black side, fat five. Catch me in the ghost state. Going sideways, on the Golden Gate. Mouthpiece above average. It's a rap, plastic.
Orlando Magic, cheerleader. Out of town with DMS in the rear speaker. Glad to meet you, she didn't really know. I was the same cat with the rap, she was singing at the dope. Funky fresh in your flesh with no safety. The way she look in that dress about to make me rearrange my plans for the evening. I got some change to do something strange this weekend. Now let me clear this up. A threesome and two girls and one guy. Now I am the star of my own fantasy. No guest dicks. Take a pic. You can Instagram this. Me and two chicks screaming black label. Beefing off the bouncer. Two stepping on the table. Now everybody ain't able to style low. DL 206 Press Code.
When we walked in, I seen baby and her friends. Partners on the floor, getting it in. Do your two-step. If you're feeling fresh to death, I got my weed, I got my liquor. It's the weekend in the West.
Hello. Oh yeah, I was just gonna let you know that I'm gonna put some meat on the grill today. You know, my homies coming over. Yeah, all homies coming over. You know, they all gonna be over here. Oh yeah, they could come. Just tell them to get babysitters, you know what I'm saying? Alright, I'll see you when you get here. Today is the day I'm gonna get my chill on. Get some chicken and some rib and get my grill on. Invite the homies over and some females too. A 24-hour party because that's what we do. We got drinks, but we could always use more. Before you get to my house, make a stop at the liquor store. And grab some lunch because I got a whole pound. We gotta make sure it's enough to pass around. Tell her hunger is she's coming, get a babysitter. Every time we shoot, she wanna bring them damn kids with her. Not this time, it's a grown-up affair. We don't want little man seeing mommy in her underwear. But that's later when the sun goes down. Since it's still real early, we gon' turn up the sound. I told the neighbors they could come over too. If they don't get offended by what happens at my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some covers and some plus, we got plenty of issues. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't get to the next. Depending who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together, man, that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
PM and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a work in my neck from all the ass that keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but a assassin song. Yeah. Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on. Some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the mix trying to keep cool. Ah, summertime in LA is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside. And get wild and crazy without nothing to hide. One more slow run should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some covers and some plus, we got plenty of issues. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Invited to a barbecue that started at 4. Running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Food stretched out on the table like a sandwich board. Tank top thongs and it's booty galore. Homies playing bones to their favorite zap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Cali sun is on, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spot. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Cali indeed.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some covers and some plus, we got plenty of issues. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night issues. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. that you need. Bring some covers and some blunts, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday.
Welcome, welcome to the true, true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. We sweet pea, gorilla soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D, and then it's me JoJo, nigga the loco. You feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K9. And yeah, we got the homie King Fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga. Yeah, yeah, ooh-wee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live with King Scratch, DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
I think I got everybody because I think I gave
I gave truly everybody names. I'm just adding some more names of some more, you know, our peeps on this motherfucker.
Why I'm sitting up here on me?
Because that's what you do. You put yourself in the
counter. Man, I went back to listen to one of my old shows. One of the old shows, and I think he had to introduce it because I didn't realize it was on mute.
On one of your old shows when you were doing the Sunday show?
Yeah, it was funny as hell, too.
Hey, look, I was going to try to go back and grab, like, some of them shows that we had, like, some funny parts. That shit, I ain't going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
That's too much shit to listen to. That's 1,000 goddamn shows.
Yeah, for real, though.
If I'd have thought about this, like, 6 months ago, it'd probably been on. I don't know. You know what? Some of them is, like, labeled. I might try to go and grab a couple of little flashbacks or something like that, but... Mm-mm. We'll say that for $1,500.
I was trying to think. I had found the one with Dan Juwai on it, but I might have lost it now because he did my show by himself too, and he did this one. He did with me. Been on here quite a few times, but
that'd be dope if I could find, if I could play that shit.
I might just find the flyer to tell you what day it was. But I tell you what, my shit is on like the 65th page or some shit like that. It's back there. But his name is on that
65th page.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow. That's a deep one.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see something. Wow. I tried it.
Like, it was a lot of second phases. I'm like, wow.
You know what? I might try to do is if I hook up the laptop, I log in with the laptop, I could probably go and find some of that stuff and play it live. I don't know. I'm going to try. I ain't going to really try it tonight, goddammit, though, but I'm going to try.
It might be harder because you'll have to be fast-forwarding in the episode. And it's a way. I didn't even know you could do it. I found out on accident because I thought I was just going to listen to the whole thing. But it is actually a way to get through, but...
No, everything be at the top. All you got to do is scroll through the top. Well, I mean, I don't know if you do it on your phone. I don't know how that shit work on the phone.
It might look different because you got the motherboard.
Mm-hmm. 99, when you gonna come out here so we can do your R&B song?
Agent 99.
Yay. Why auto tune that shit tight, nigga? Agent 99.
Oh God.
Yeah. God ain't got nothing to do with that one. That's me right here.
Go for it.
Nigga, you ain't gonna hear me no more. Not right now. That without no auto-tune. Hold on, let me turn my auto-tune on. Ah, shit. I can't do that.
Do it.
99.
You did turn it
tell you to say something. I'm going to tell you to say, going down tonight.
No. 1899.
What?
Yeah. That's platinum already, nigga. I better cut that shit out. Y'all know I got skill.
No, it didn't sound bad at all. That's why I was laughing.
I mean, I could hold a note, but I'm not a singer.
Yeah.
So if I put it in auto-tune, that should sound bomb as fuck. I'm going to sing that shit tonight, and I'm going to send it to you. I'm gonna, you're going to be like, oh, that sound like Al Melvin and the Blue Notes.
What?
That's one for me. It seemed that to me. The old one.
Oh, I so I had one, two, three drinks down my heart.
Yeah, who sings is going down tonight? Because Houston then made so many remixes. I don't even... I remember it, but I don't know who rapped it.
It's going down to the that.
Yeah.
What happens everywhere?
Going down tonight?
I think I'm the only one who's cooking every time.
Yeah, Sally
Sale. That was Sally Sale going down tonight.
Hell yeah. With my family, like, ugh. I used to like
hey, I'm gonna have to auto-tune this nigga up, JoJo, when he get up here. Welcome to the truth. Will Noble.
Well, they got your girl, but she dead now, Scratch, and went on the run with that inmate.
Oh, yeah,
hey,
yeah,
for
yeah,
real,
yeah,
we're
going to
do that shit.
What did I tell you? Well, she shot herself. I told you she was going to die, though.
Uh-huh. And where he at, though?
In jail.
And this bitch, you know, she just messed up all of that. What the hell you do a job like that for 20 years for?
Yep, she shot herself. She shot her damn self in the head.
She did?
Yep.
She knows she ruined her whole lifestyle.
Yep, it was a
yeah,
rap.
She ruined it. She ruined her life.
But I thought that he was going to kill her, but she wound up dead nonetheless. So somebody owe me $50 somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told you that he wasn't going to kill her, but I told you she was going to die.
That's what I said. I thought that he was actually going to kill her. Boulazi, what's up, man?
True West Radio, what's happening, man? It's your brother, Buddha Ali. Zone 24 TV, Hustlers Never Sleep, Buddha High Promotion. Come to Oklahoma, Texas. If you don't know what that is, that's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma, man, right here in the Mason-Dixon line, right here in the heart of the Chitlin Circuit, man. Coming to you live on True West Radio. We still dangerous, the most dangerous radio station on Blog Talk.
Yeah, yeah. I still gotta get that Oklahoma, Texas.
That's it. You said it.
Oh,
you
I
said
did
it, G.
I got it. Hold on, let me give me some claps. Okay.
What's the topic for the night, man? What y'all talking about on the show tonight?
Scratch choking for one.
Y'all don't say that when I'm in the weed, though.
You remember old girl who ran off with the inmate Buddha?
The what?
The girl that he was talking about, she was a woman, 56 years old, the day before her damn retirement. She ran off with 38 years old. And now she had killed herself.
And I'm sitting here wondering why the hell she
It was the day before her retirement.
Yeah,
she left the day before her retirement.
They told me.
Oh, she was horny then. She was real horny.
That nigga must have been giving her some goddamn straight stabbage.
Maybe she said after she retired, she ain't gonna be able to get that piece no more. She must have, I don't know, she was tricky. That was
she got a week worth of it.
God. Hey, it ain't worth death.
For real.
That was like, you was about to retire. You wasn't going to work there no more. Why don't you just marry him?
Yeah, after the fact, conjugal visits. Yeah. No more talking through the glass. I'm about to tap that ass. Conjugal visits.
Listen.
I forgot about all of that, though.
Yeah, that's what I would have did. I just married the nigga. Now I've got the conjugal visit.
And that's
why
I didn't
about to get
it.
Nigga about to get
that's what I
think here. She's dead. He about to be fried. I don't know if he really gave a fuck about her or not. I don't know if he did. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right.
I'm sure he did to a certain extent, probably a whole lot, because depending on how long he's been in there or what his family situation is like anyway, he would be looking for somebody.
You know what's going to be wild?
Did he find his ass in the jail.
Now you would know if he really cared about it if you find that nigga dead in the jail.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Okay, hold on. Is she dead?
Yeah, she's dead. They got in a high speed chase, my nigga, and then she blasted herself.
Damn,
she straight
crazy.
Blasted herself.
Hey, she said, "Fuck that, I ain't going."
You know what though?
Yeah,
because he didn't want them to think that he killed her ass. Cause that's what it was gonna look like. Like he killed her. Like that she. She was trying to say like they ran off. Like he kidnapped her. That's the story they tried to spin. So with her shooting herself.
Yeah, but think about it though. But does it really matter if she got hurt for murder? So what they gonna do? Add more stuff like this?
Well, the hell, yeah. they getting ready to get that nigga more time, first of all. It was basically a plan breakout, so he was on the lam, he was out. And then this nigga, like, what, like 6'9" or something? That nigga couldn't hide no goddamn where. They had to cut that nigga knees off.
So, like, a life sentence ain't what it used to be, no, like, if you think about it. Cause depending on what time people get in jail, what time they get in trouble, just like if you 16 and they try you as an adult and give you a life sentence of 30 years, well, he coming out at 46 and he looking like he's 16.
Like they say with no possibility, then you don't come out.
Nope.
Yeah. You can do a life sentence of 25 years and get that when you come out, but if you get life with no possibility, that's it. It's over. Curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But see, the thing about it is, she fucked up. Second of all, he fucked up because whenever you a fugitive, you get ready to get some more numbers put behind you. And then they probably even give him a murder rap for her killing herself.
That shit was cool.
Oh, he's definitely getting charged for her murder. That's off the top.
Yep.
I don't think they charge him for that, for her killing herself.
Yeah, they will.
If it's a motherfucking robbery and I killed the motherfucker,
he's a... What up, brother? Look, K-9, you got that noise in the box?
Yeah, what up, what up, what up?
What's going on? Is that your noise in the back?
That new what?
Oh, I thought you were. I don't know if you, it sounded like you was watching Blade or something in the background.
No, nah, man, that's somebody else. Somebody else that got their phone on something. They got their phone underwater.
But look, if you was riding with me and I murdered somebody, your ass is connected right with me. Or if I was riding, if I was, you was riding with me and I shot myself, then they gonna put the murders on you.
Yeah.
If I'm driving, they is. If I ain't driving, they gonna give me a lot lesser sentence.
Yeah, the only reason.
But if I'm
driving,
shit, you the 100% sentence as the nigga that did this shit.
Yep, I'm dead like a motherfucker, but tell motherfucking ass to get ready to do my time.
The only reason I said what I said is because, again, things is a little bit different, and you will be lucky if you got caught on one of these cameras that's everywhere. A lot of people got dashboard cams and stuff like that. And, I mean, if you could pull a lawyer out your ass, you know, you're going to get in trouble, but you might lighten it.
Old girl went in the hotel looking just the way she looked on the goddamn picture. And I don't give a fuck. If I see a motherfucker that look the way they look on the picture, I'm gonna be like, that's her. She didn't even try to dye her hair, cut the motherfucker off or anything. You know what I'm saying? She didn't even try to change her appearance. She didn't have no hat or nothing. This bitch gonna walk straight up into the goddamn lobby of a hotel and pay for a hotel or whatever the fuck, and they got her on the camera. Come on, man. That's that white man shit, my nigga.
She could have married that nigga, got conjugal visit.
And that would have been it. This nigga wanted.
That's
she
what
wanted.
I said. She didn't think of none of that. She just went straight Bonnie and Clyde. Like, I don't know what the fuck she thought she was doing.
Bonnie and Clyde.
She
was ready for that dick.
She was semi-ugly, so, you know what I'm saying? That nigga was probably going, me and you, the world, baby. All you gotta do is get me out of here. We could live our life together forever.
She was talking to her like she was
Barry White. Yeah. I'll take good care of you. Do all the things a man's
supposed to do. You hear
the
temptation. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. And then she was singing, what you won't do for love. When you tried everything, but you don't give up.
Hey, look, check this out. Check this out. Watch how much. Watch how much shit they find after this. They gonna find all of the little things, how they was communicating. Hey, he gotta go over here, whoop the whoop. They was fucking over here in this one little room where she knew nobody knew what was going on, you know what I'm saying? They can about to find all that little stuff.
But you know what? This is what they're gonna do. They're gonna try to cover it up for the simple fact they don't want the state look bad. They gonna be like, he coerced her into it, he forced her. They gonna say he shot her in the head, nigga. All kind of shit gonna change up. What?
Wow.
That's
well,
insane.
I mean, hell, I don't know. But see, the only thing, the only time that happened, because this ain't the first time this shit happened. You got
okay,
them
look,
doors
look, okay,
in
I'm gonna give
door.
You, I'm gonna give you a true story. When I was in YTS, and it was an inmate, don't get it twisted, this nigga used to tell this bitch he was gonna kill her because he wanted to kill her because he didn't like her. But the twist of it was the CEO killed her and blamed that nigga for it.
Damn, because he kept saying
But see, you know, the thing about this, this ain't the first time it happened. You know, y'all can go back and look at all these cases. If you just Google how many women motherfuckers was breaking out niggas or fucking niggas, that shit is forever. Because a whole lot of them insecure, ugly-ass women up in them jails, sitting around there, walking around all them men, shit.
But you know what the crazy part about it is? My ex, well, both of my, well, two of my baby mamas work at prisons, two different prisons. And the shit they be telling me, like, oh, she got walked off today because she was over, you know what I mean, talking with the inmate, whoopee-woo. I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? Nine times out of ten, it be the nurses.
But look, though, my sister was in the... She was a nurse in the prison. She wasn't going for that shit. And look, our old girl Carla, she was the warden. 99, wasn't she the ward?
Yeah. She close to it.
Yeah.
She
was the warden. Close to it, nigga. They wasn't, sister was in that motherfucker. My sister wouldn't fuck with none of them niggas.
She wouldn't fuck with none of them dudes in them jail.
Hell no.
Them women, the women that do it, they weak-minded.
They like some fucking dog-faced killer. They like, I ain't never, after all this shit that I done seen when that shit happened, I ain't never seen a pretty girl get caught up in the web of lies that niggas will tell you when they in jail, trying to get out or just trying to get some. You know what I'm saying?
She's trying to look hard.
She
ain't looking hard enough.
Shit. The cool part about it is they'll sneak you around. They, you know what I mean, this and that. But see, this is what the smartest thing to do is caught in a certain position, they can't blame you for shit. So that's why I be telling them niggas, if you go cheat with a guard in this motherfucker, make sure she's riding you. So therefore, you ain't pounding her from the back and all that. So that you see that. That's you forcing her into something.
But the shit is rare. Because you do have, you might even have some of those. It'd be a whole lot of those women guards being there. They be butches like a motherfucker. So they damn sure, nigga, they trying to go over to the women's side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
They trying to be over there with the women.
But then you got the twist to the whole situation. Then you got the shows and everybody fucking each other. You know what I mean? It's like big orgies and knowing they married and all that. I'm telling you, the shit is... I'm telling you, I seen some shit that'd be like, I should write a book about.
Man, I've seen so much shit, bro. Nigga, when I was in jail, that shit is fucking crazy. But the whole thing about it is... I don't know what the outcome was at the end of it. You know what I mean? I never knew the outcome. I remember when, nigga, we was on the chain, and the girls was in the front, and my nigga was like, that go my girl right there. Nigga, we switched over. Nigga, I'm sitting over here all uncomfortable. He uncomfortable. He's talking to his girl. They talking this shit. And him is, hey, she's showing this nigga all kind of crap and shit like that. I'm like, well, goddamn. They went to jail together, but they didn't see each other until we caught the chain. Nigga.
That's right.
Man, there's so much stuff to happen in there. But see, the thing about it, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? We see things. You know what I'm saying? But it'd be like, wow, that's deep. Them women guards is way worse than the men guards. The women guards on the women's side, though, they enjoy giving them cavity searches and all that shit. When you see a nigga in there with that little, you see that woman in there that they got them guard in there with her goddamn little low cut and shit. Looking like one of your homeboys without a mustache. They love that. And don't be like a pretty girl going in there. They really be out there, your ass. I'm telling you, them women guards is worse than the women guards on the men's side. The women guards on the women's side, that shit is something totally different.
Hey, y'all heard about what Chris Rock said about, he said he got slapped by the soccer fan in hip-hop?
He sure did.
Oh, Lord.
The soccer fan of hip-hop?
No, he said he got slapped by the soccer fan in hip-hop. Talking about Fresh Prince talking about his hands was soft. Talking about he got slapped by the soccer fan in hip-hop history.
Well, first of all,
well, they looked at like you slapped the crap out of.
But look though,
he ain't look
like
he was
a fool. I ain't give ready to go up there and give you no little baby puss. If I'd have slapped Chris Rock, that nigga wouldn't go say nothing else after that. That nigga didn't.
It didn't look like it was soft to me, but I'm glad he got some material because see, that's one thing. Regardless if they fight, regardless of whatever, regardless if they be cool again, we can always ride on him for that. And it's
hey,
gonna
and
always
the,
be
the, and then David Chappelle said he got, he said what David Chappelle said, he got slapped by a homeless nigga with leaves in his hair. He said he got.
Well, when the motherfucker, when he tackled, when that dude tackled David Chappelle, I remember Chris Rock came out there. He said, "Was that Will Smith?" my thing is this: motherfuckers know who to pick on. Now, see, I didn't ever think that David Chappelle would have. He should have seen that shit coming. I know. I mean, I know he didn't have his back turned all the way, but. Here come a nigga coming at you.
Apple Man. You seen Apple Man knock that dude out? That dude jumped on stage. Apple Man crew two people.
Yep. I remember, like, everybody was thinking that wrestling shit was fake, and I think, I forgot them two wrestlers. They was in, on spring break, right? And a motherfucker right in the, damn near in the front row threw a bottle of water and hit one in the head. Both of them niggas jumped off the stage and gave that nigga, I can't even say, it was like a family dinner, nigga. It wasn't no two-piece. It wasn't no three-piece. Wasn't no four-piece. Don't you know when you get that big bug of the chicken to feed the whole family with the big old motherfucking macaroni and cheese and the big old mashed potatoes. That's what that
that's
nigga got.
Same with that.
Yeah, you got the whole
crap.
Family. That's that $35 pack.
Hey, Scratch, my grandma, me and 86 grandma told us one time that a junkyard dog came down there to the little town in Hope, and he came down there back in the early 80s. And somebody called him out his name or something, said, oh, you fake, you ain't nobody, this and that. They said, junkyard dog turned around and slapped him so hard, dude fell through about three rows of chairs, got up, went in the bathroom and collapsed.
See, that's what I'm talking about a slap. Now, Will Smith really wanted to slap the nigga. See, he did a disrespectful slap. But if it was something that was kind of... You know what I'm saying? Directed at my folks or something like that. Nigga, don't go up there with no pussy slap, nigga. Get that nigga like half palm.
But this is the same about it, though. the way it happened, the way his whole face went to the side like that. So you just tell me, you just acted that out. You was just being theatrical. You were just really holding your face like that for no reason.
I don't know. But if my guy, if I'm getting ready to slap, if I'm gonna slap somebody, they definitely gonna feel it. They ain't get ready. They ain't gonna tell no jokes after that. That's it.
I'm gonna slap the dog shit out of nigga. He ain't gonna wanna talk no more.
No, hell no. He ain't get ready to go up there and say, damn. He ain't gonna say, damn, King Scratch just slapped the shit out of me.
I was going to say, as far as that slapping like his part, my grandma, she used to cock her hair way back, so I don't know.
Yeah, my grandma used to do that.
Nigga, I'm going to slap that nigga's ancestors going to feel it.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, oh, fuck. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it right.
Think about it, though. Think about it, though, like, anything that happened, like, okay, like, all these different incidents where motherfuckers get caught up fighting and all that, like, okay, let's use this as Kodak Black. When he got shot, right, in L.A., they had different angles and everything, correct? When this nigga gets slapped, why they only got one angle? And they have multiple cameras. Come on now.
Well,
no matter what the camera angle is, if you put your goddamn, if you slap me, you gonna die. That's it.
Man, I just want to say something else. Did y'all see the other people's expressions? I enjoyed that. I saw like a collage of everybody's face at one moment, like a whole bunch of famous people, and that shit had me rolling.
I seen that little collage of everybody. But the thing about it is, me being me, if you slap me, you gonna die. If you punch me, you might live. If you slap me,
look. The funny thing about it is, I was just talking to my homeboy right now, and I just went and got me some weed. And he was telling me I was looking for the other homie. I'm like, where the homie at? He was like, oh, that bitch ass nigga. I said, what happened? He said, this is about to slap him. That nigga ran. I said, oh, hell no, cuz. Like, come on now. Where's your manhood at?
Ball your fist up. And I don't condone no violence or nothing. But anybody out here listening on True West Radio, do not slap. I mean, some bitch ass niggas deserve to get slapped. But I was shocked
they had.
I'm
gonna tell you like this, you raise your hand towards me, you better pick out your motherfucking goddamn suit with your cap.
Anyway, man, enough of that, man. We ain't gotta be talking about all this. Oh, excuse me. We're about to jump into a couple of songs. This motherfucker, where the real go? Oh, there you go. I'm gonna play some Rare Valley real quick. You know what I'm saying? True West Radio, man. Give us a call. 323-42. Hi.
Go ahead. Can I hear Like It Like This?
Yeah, we can play that. I'll play it right after the Upper Room with Jesus.
Go for it. Let's go. Ready, real. Lifetime. Where we going?
My thing. Ain't no competition. It's just me, like 50 Cent. I survived the street. I spread the word in broad daylight. Devil take the height. I love Jesus, right? Five more here, now that's necessary. No kissing a woman unless she wanna marry. A belt for my pants is very necessary. You don't believe in God? I think that's kinda scary. What you gonna do if you go to hell? Man, you better run. What if you consider run? You better ask, Reverend, run. You gon' cop this gospel rap like Benthorpe State, like that, there, that. You gon' cop this gospel rap like Benthorpe State, like that, there, that. Bring the hoop down. You better run for my people that's already gone. I'm gone. They gon' pray for everlasting life. Oh, come on. Don't you say, what you say? We in hell when the world follows. That's why I got you. I got faith. And don't give up the fight. Everything through God is possible, so I don't care nothing about no obstacle. Straight ahead, I'm staying focused while Caesar Chavez is on my focus. God make me great. Don't hate, it's too late to try to make the red face. I close the gate, cause that's my job in heaven. The Lord knows that my family's Mexican. I got a whole lot of history for you. Mexico is all of California, where I'm from. I gotta warn you, in the upper room, there can be no borders. I love everybody on the earth, the truth don't hurt, just as long as you make your mind work. If you ever see the roof on fire, drop to your knees and watch the Messiah. Do you feel it? He can save you, he'll give you the strength to save your neighbor. It's extraordinary, the ordinary crew. Gospel on the mic so my father can reach you. Hey, for my people that's already gone. Lord, the world be trying to bore me, but what that do is bring me closer to you. I can't claim the flu, no can do, your side I choose. Bless me soon. Come on. They ask me how I manage. Jesus Christ, Caesar Chavez language, no brain damage. That's just right. God-given talent, right. The faith makes it valid. Can you understand it? It's better than branded. God first, his church, it works. Get your eyes out, he comes back in big first. Hold your hands up if you testify. Stay stuck on God, it's what we really apply. Hold up, you better run for the people that's already gone. I'm gone. Pray, they gon' pray for everlasting life. Oh, come on, don't you? When the world follows,
that's right.
I got faith,
I got faith,
and don't give up the fight.
Yeah, yeah,
pray,
better run
for my people that's already gone. I'm gone. Pray,
they gon' pray
for everlasting life.
Oh, come on,
don't you? Stay,
what you say?
We when the world follows,
that's right.
I got faith,
I got faith,
and don't give up the fight. Hold up.
Out of sight, nigga. Put in on my life, nigga. Put in on strikes, nigga. Go ahead and work your life, nigga. Who want it with me, nigga? Bring it up, nigga. Come and get some. Eat them up, chewing them up, spit them out like gum. Here I come, nigga. I'm back at it, shooting like a crack addict. Niggas wanna go ahead, shoot back at it or back at it. Niggas wanna follow, I got smoke with smoke. Drop that location, I'm pulling up on you niggas low. Back at it like a real G, popping off, you can feel me. Nigga fucked off and kill niggas like I was doing a movie. There's gonna be the next kid, that next nigga get hit. Talking all that bullshit, you don't want that shit. Nigga, I'm really with that action, pull up and get it cracking. Got the niggas running, niggas chasing niggas like what happened. Come here, get bloodhounds, bullet rounds for the any clowns. Coming through, nigga, I tear up your town. Nigga, look now. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this whip made me, streets made me crazy. This how whip made me, streets made me crazy. This how whip made me, streets made me crazy. This how whip made me, streets made me crazy. This how whip made me. Talk shit, nigga, what you wanna do? Chop him up, nigga, let the chopper go off, nigga, fuck you. Talk shit, pull up a nigga with the mop stick. We really with that shit, if you want that shit. Talk that shit, you a bitch, you a hoax. Nigga, don't have me start telling stories about your low. I'm really about that action, but I never get it crackin'. Jumped out with a half to hit it hard like a car crash. Burn his ass, nigga, like a bad rash. Nigga, I'm on your ass, nigga, toe tag, body bag. Nigga, I'm back, woke up the dead, poppin' niggas in their head, niggas knock them off their legs, motherfucker what I said, I'm back with this crack and it happening with the shit, nigga wanna come and get it, nigga I'm really with that shit, ask about me, damn from LA cause I ride, nigga fuck another homicide, another nigga die, streets made me crazy, this how it made me, streets made me crazy, this how it made me, streets made me crazy, this how it made me, streets made me crazy, this how it made me, streets made me crazy. How it made me, streets made me crazy. This how it made me, streets made me crazy. This how it made me, streets made
nigga,
me crazy.
Y'all wanna
this
with me? Come get me, nigga. I'm always out in the streets riding around. You know me, nigga, cocking that heat. Ready to go hit it, but another nigga under the sheet. Play with my life, nigga. I got no stripes, I done in the street. Ask about me, I'm ready any hood where I go. Ride, nigga, knock a nigga down hard like rock and roll. Hit your soul so cold, nigga, I'ma hit you though. Snow you up, here we go. Spit him out like a snow globe. Been in my game, been around and do things. My mind sick, nigga, sick and sane. Doing my thing, I'm back at it. Y'all nigga had it. Them bullets tearing through your body like a jackrabbit. Nigga, who want that static? We with it with the automatic. True West in his bitch. Y'all niggas had it? Nigga, stop talking. We about to walk it. Lay him out white chalking. Nigga, I'm with that shit. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Made me crazy, this how it made me, please made me crazy, this how it made me, please made me crazy, this how it made me, please made me crazy, this how it made me, please made me crazy, this how it made me.
I'ma wet ya, before you hit the ground, I'ma catch ya. In the time off just to refill my cup.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. DJ Have Love and King Scratch. Let's get 'em.
Well, goddamn, we went overboard. Well, True West Radio was gone for the night. Shit, I thought I had enough time to fuck around and play that, at least. Well, in any case, we don't have that motherfucking much time. Anyway, we back up in the building. Mr. Edward, DJ Blue. Truly.
It's over tonight.
Dinner tonight. Oh, that got sweet.
It seems like the show is over.
Shit, damn, I'm trying to get everybody up in this motherfucker. Motherfucker, Bula Ali, Rev Ali, and goddamn Confetti, Gorilla Soldier.
My name is True Rev. They call me True Rev, man, True Rev.
You can be that.
You know, get it right, Scratch. There's True Rev over here. And I'm just playing.
All good. You be that. You be that. Shit.
Rev, look out now, Rev.
What's up, Mr. Everywhere, my brother?
I dig that out, man, tomorrow. I'm freed up all day tomorrow, man, so I dig that out. Yeah, I like that song,
yes,
man. Scratch play with you on there, man.
Mm-hmm.
He thought I wasn't going to do it. I didn't do it last night. I had to get some Mother's Day on.
And then, Like It Like This, that's the one I liked in my JoJo, but I couldn't remember the name of.
But JoJo
yeah, like
got to do that
JoJo
shit
too.
Over. He got to do it over.
Wow. No, that's the hook and everything is cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that song. Just need another mix on it, that's all. But the song, what he did is cool. He got the hook, it's all good, man. The track is banging. Just mix it again.
All right.
Hey, what you mixing? You mixing with that Sony Atmos? You got that?
Who?
That Atmos, surround sound, Atmos.
No, I do everything. I do it right on Pro Tools. You know what I'm saying? If I need to send a master, I send it to my boy, and he'll master that motherfucker. If I
not
don't
Sony,
do it myself.
Yeah, Adobe Atmos, not Sony, my bad.
Adobe
Atmos. Yeah, it's all Adobe Atmos. That's what they're using now on the mix and master, and they're using that Adobe Atmos. That shit's like... That's, when you watch them movies and shit, you hear at the movie theater, that Dolby Atmos, that's what they use it now.
Yeah, I know, because they can put them in all the speakers. So
mm-hmm.
It's a mix that they put them in, all the surround sound shit.
Yeah.
But that means you got to make another mix, because the mix ain't going to be the same on two tracks.
Well, they just make it when they do the master, and it mixes down where it's... This up there does the sound parameters where it's like, okay, this one's left speaker, this one's right speaker. Like you might have a goddamn it a hi-hat that's coming out the left speaker with a surround pan on it, go from left to right speaker, and everybody like, oh man, you know, like them movies, like
I know how surround sound go, but the whole thing about it is when you the type of people that ain't got all of those speakers, you gotta have a two track sounding just to, you know, the way two-track people. That's when you go high-tech. When you got all that shit you can listen to it on and, you know, and all that stuff. I got a program that can do that to fuck around. And if I got all... I ain't got no surround sound around either. I'm two-tracking everything. Now, if a motherfucker want me to do it, I just have to go somewhere else and do it. But two-tracking is
yeah, I've been in the learning phase of that. I've been learning that for like the last 2 years because I heard that Migos album, that Culture 2 album, and that's what they did. They mixed it. I'm like, man, this shit, if you listen to that first song, Culture, 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 that shit's so banging, man. I ain't no Migos fan, but the way they had that Joker mix, so I hit up a couple of my people, and they gave me the end scoop of what they used to mix with. I was like, oh, man, that's why.
I've heard a whole lot of songs where people who wasn't out, and I was sitting in a spot, and I heard how the surround sound was going around, but the first thing I start thinking about is everybody don't have this. And then, at the same time, you know, when you in a spot like that or you hear it, everybody don't set they surround, they say surround sound is like, nigga, it sounds behind you, it sounds in front of you, it's surround sound.
Yeah, they making the new cars like that. See, the new cars got that Dolby Atmos. If you look on there, it'll be like Dolby Atmos on their decks now, because that's like the newest deal that's coming out with all the new cars. So they just got up to date with it, because a lot of people are streaming stuff on their little car screens and shit, DVD movies and shit in their cars. So they're sitting in their SUVs and cars and watch a movie and got that surround sound. So a lot of people been mixing in that the last couple of years.
All of the sound, all of the surround in your cabin in your car or your SUV or whatever the fuck you got, they already set up. But when you in the house, a whole lot of people don't know how to set that shit up. A whole lot of people don't call people to set the shit up for them. So it's like right now it's low-key irrelevant unless you just in your car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's good to know. I would love to know how to do it. But until people actually in their house, everybody don't have surround sound because they don't know what surround sound means. They like surround your TV.
I'm trying to learn.
Confetti. What's up, Julia and Sweet Tea, Sweet Pea. And Mr. Everywhere, Scratch, JoJo, you know, I just wanted to run and see if my brain is still working. I'm sorry, Mr. Everywhere. Go ahead, finish what you were saying. My bad.
Go ahead.
Your brain is
broken.
Every motherfucker by the name of mine.
That nigga shit broke. That's why he had to make sure it wasn't broke. He was like, all right, I'm good.
I just want that new fucker.
Much love, and much love to my Mr. 86. You know, yeah, True West.
Confetti, where you at, Confetti, man? Don't tell me Chris Paul got all y'all scared and down.
I see Confetti right there. I see him.
Yeah, man, what you mean?
Chris Paul got y'all scared out there in Dallas. He said, I see you outside. Confetti, come outside.
No, it's 2-2,
right? He's playing with his mama out there in Dallas. Y'all know better than that. Y'all don't play with L.A. like that.
2-2, right? When next time they play?
Chris Paul. The boy sit up there and jumped on Chris Paul, mama, and his wife.
What?
Out there in Dallas, yeah. You just thought you had to leave your popcorn in your seat and leave just because? Oh, man, Chris Paul said he got something for all y'all Dallas cats.
Nah, damn.
Homie, don't play that.
That's a damn thing. I want Luka to fuck their ass up.
Now, you can piss Chris Paul off. Chris Paul tells you to have 60, no?
He
really going to put it on Dallas. He's trying to be easy.
65, and he's going to be looking at the audience like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's trying to be nice, but y'all done pissed him off now.
Yeah,
he ain't
going to
win. Chris Paul ain't going to do nothing.
Anyway.
That nigga Chris Paul name going to be, his name going to be Chris Paul in about a week.
And don't watch out. He's messing with his family. He might go on like that.
That nigga about to go wild.
He's gonna go wild.
He's
gonna be throwing some wild ass out of bounds passes. Is what he gonna be doing?
He's
gonna go wild now. You piss somebody off about their mama, and if they don't kill you, they gonna kill you at the 3-point line. You can bet that.
That's us. See, that's us. That's you, me, Scratch, Sweepy, everybody on this phone. But see, Chris Paul, he ain't got it like that. That nigga's spirit ain't that way.
So that nigga's about to go crazy, bro. The Suns ain't finna do nothing.
So Freddie, chuck that tag in that jersey so you can take it back at the end of the week.
That nigga about to go wild, bro. He about to go wild.
He gonna go wild when he pull another one of them hamstrings. Watch.
Yeah, whatever. See, that's what I'm
saying.
But
I don't understand. Why these boys can't play like that when Ja Morant is in the game? If they play like that when Ja Morant was in the game, it'd be different. They wait till Ja Morant go out. Now they want to step their game up.
Shit, Ja Morant's a bad little boy, bro, but they got to learn how to stop celebrating too goddamn much before the game's over. Nigga, celebrate when the game's over.
Right.
Nigga jumping like he won the championship at the end of the first quarter and then lose the game.
Rev Ali, there's a story they told me way long time ago. They said the puppy run off the porch and get ran over by the mail truck. But the old dog stay on the porch and wait till the mailman put the mail in the mailbox and drive off before he go out there. See, that's the deal.
Right.
He's still a young puppy, so he don't know. He got to get hit by a trap first.
I know, but his daddy should be telling him something. Shit. I mean, you know, you got your daddy coming to the game. Where's the true player? Is it? I mean, tell I'll be like, son. Nigga, cut on and celebrate the shit out, nigga. Just be humble, and then at the end of the game, nigga, then you can jump over and do all the little dances and shit you want to do.
They can't. Yeah. I mean, this they biggest spotlight. Memphis is biggest spotlight. This Memphis biggest spotlight. He's brought revenue to Memphis. Wasn't nobody watching on Memphis Grizzlies play? The last time you cheered for a Memphis Grizzlies or turn the game on.
They got rules for it right now.
That's how they run rabbit third.
I root for the ass right now. What the hell are you doing?
That's just because they need run rabbit third.
I want them to beat the Warriors.
The Warriors.
Not going to
happen. It might not happen because old boy messed his knee up the other night. We're going to see the next game. If he playing, they got a chance to get it.
He out tonight.
Hey, look though. But the motherfuckers is like 20-5 without him. Oh, boy.
They're doing pretty good right now, but they finally had to step up. But, I mean, if it's sad that your teammates can't step up until you hurt. That's messed up.
Watch them for that verse and one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, I apologize. Excuse me for that. But, yeah, I was recuperating in the hospital last night for a few hours. I'm good. They didn't treat me for what I went up there for, so, you know, I ain't a problem.
No, y'all keep talking. I'm just trying to find some shit.
Yeah, you need to find that track. You need to find the track I wanted, Scratch. You sent me another one I wanted, but I really wanted the slow one. You didn't send me the slow one, man. You didn't send me the one I wanted, but
you
know what? I like that one, too, and I'm going to pay for it. But it was another one that I wanted, a slow R&B hip-hop track, and that's the one I really wanted. But it's okay. I'm going to go ahead and shoot you the money.
Look, you said you wanted the one track.
No, Seth. I sent you a message. No, Scratch. No, man. Yeah, but I love you, though. You're good when you try, but, you know.
I'm going to have you that one you were talking about tomorrow, Rev. I. Lee.
I'm going to go ahead and shoot you the money because I did say I wanted that one, too. But I'm going to have to send you another one for you because I want the slow R&B hip-hop track.
You ain't saying nothing about them.
I did. I gave you an email, and I told you what time on the show that it came up.
Hey, this confetti track. Ooh!
I'm going to tell you, the liquor store over there by your house don't sell no more alcohol.
I ain't going to even let you eat confetti. Well, hey, I be playing that on the show. Y'all don't even be paying no attention.
Hey, how your boy Roddy Rich forget the lyrics to his number one hit?
Huh?
Roddy Rich forgot the lyrics to his number one hit.
I did that shit one time. I was performing one of my songs for MTV. It was this little show called The Cut. And then I got up there and started rapping my song, couldn't even remember the lyrics. I said, God damn. But, you know, I kept on going because they didn't know how the song supposed to go anyway. But you could tell a nigga fucked up.
I just started. When I do that shit, I just start. Because you know what? The hardest thing about remembering the first goddamn lyric of your shit. And if you sit up there and you ain't really, if you think it too hard, you'll forget the first line. You know what I'm saying? I don't think, you know, it's been a whole lot of times I forgot my lyrics in the middle of a song and I just start going. And then I'm basically having a timing in my head, so I wind up picking it up and then start rapping what I had, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, that's what I did. I started freestyling and then I caught myself and got back on track.
Yeah, got back on line. It was like, damn, like somebody done unplugged the internet, nigga.
That's what it sounded like. I was like, God damn, I couldn't believe I did that shit. I said, damn, Ali. I told myself, I said, nigga, how you gonna rap me? You don't even know your own lyrics that you wrote, nigga.
Right.
your number one hit. Well, that's a sad part.
What the fuck? All the hip-hop is right, shit. This shit's crazy. I got a lot of work to do tonight, shit.
Slow R&B shit because you start making me fiend for the shit, Scratch.
Oh, yeah.
You got me looking like one of them motherfuckers. You got me looking like a motherfucking 1983 smoker. Smoker on Crenshaw and motherfucking 90th. Smoking crack on the corner. Oh, you trying to tease a nigga. Nigga, turn it off, nigga.
Let me get that one. Let me get that one. Take my R&B baby off of that one.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that shit.
Yeah, I'll make my R&B baby
for your ass, off. Nigga.
You ain't got no more R&B, nigga.
What is that?
Okay, hey. I got a question.
Did you ever start the R&B track? 89?
Let's hear it.
89.9?
Oh,
let's hear it.
Which one? Did you start the track for her song?
Oh, but I did, but I'm not going to just let you hear what the start is.
Why not? That's JoJo, man. He calling you on the radio. Play it for him.
Shit. I ain't got to play shit for JoJo.
What you mean you ain't got to play shit for... You nigga, you got to play everything for JoJo.
JoJo going to be up here in a couple of days. I can finish it. Why I'm going to play some half of shit?
But nigga, just go ahead and play a little snippet of it then.
No.
He asked for it.
Negative. I don't give a fuck what he asked for.
Man, you can't be talking about JoJo like that. JoJo, come get me, man. We going to Barstool, man. This nigga over
you
here.
Go, please pick his ass up and bring him out. Please. I'll take you to the brink. You'll get paid twice.
Get him, JoJo. Get him, JoJo.
See how he treat me? He treat me like an orphan.
What? Me? Never.
And he treats us like an orphan. He treats the niggas he loves that's close to him most like a straight up orphan. I know how you do it, Scratch.
And then look at the background
crap.
And play like,
mm-hmm.
Look, I'm telling you.
Y'all don't know nothing. Get out of here.
That sounds like an old porno movie.
Hell yeah.
That sounds like a porno track.
And that's what it's supposed to be.
It wouldn't be JoJo if he didn't
say that. He said that sound like a porno track. Sound like some niggas finna take his drawers off or something.
Just because you taking your drawers off when you listening to it, nigga.
If I'm taking my drawers off.
That nigga here, see,
Hey, Scratch, if I'm taking my drawers off, nigga, to this song, I'm taking the shit, nigga.
In your car.
In my car, on the front seat.
Well, my God. Boy, I tell you. Yeah, motherfuckers gotta get y'all shit together.
Uh-oh.
What that sound like, Nick?
That's elevator.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that
like...
shit. That's just too deep for you. That's just too deep for you.
That nigga said that's elevator music. Me at the Marriott and shit. That's nice though. That's on like some of that Bob James.
Y'all don't know nothing about that. Shut the fuck up.
That's not like that Bob James. That's a jazz beat right there. That sound like Bob James and Joe Sample. That ain't no goddamn Bob James. That's one of the little drop things you do on there.
That's like one of the openings you do on True Wish. That's what beat that is. All right?
Nigga, fuck that. You can say what the fuck you wanna say, but I say fuck that. Nigga don't even know how they get they rap in because I got my shit in and I got my shit going, fuck that. Niggas don't even know what the fuck it has. I go through the motherfucking street every day, nigga, fuck that. This is what I gotta say. Pop my collar three times and keep on moving, nigga, fuck that. Everybody gotta keep on moving to my shit, nigga, step on my feet. Old in the street, nigga, fuck that. Everybody bop their head to my feet. I'm just coming up in here because it's all safe. I'm sorry. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like the song is saying, fuck that.
Yeah, that shit was jamming, man. I like that. All that shit jamming, man. I like that.
It just sounds
sure.
like
that
the song
was...
say, fuck that.
Yeah, it
would
sound
like it. Listen.
Go ahead, lay your verse,
Scratch.
Don't it sound like it say fuck that, though?
Or
it say fuck that or bump that?
Oh, no, it's just,
that.
I'm just, I just say it to me, it sound like it say fuck that. It sound like fuck that to me. So it'd be like, if you say a couple of bars and then after that you say fuck that.
Don't let your verse, Greg.
Nigga, fuck that.
Eat that.
Nigga, fuck that. Don't it sound like that to you?
Or nigga took me to eat a hamburger, nigga. I said, fuck that.
Fuck that. Yeah. This nigga sitting over here looking at me crazy, nigga, fuck that. Nigga, I'ma go where the fuck you at.
Hey, I got some breaking news for y'all.
What's that?
They just picked up Young Thug on RICO charges because they said he tried to hire somebody to kill YFN Lucci.
Of course they did. Yeah,
tonight, May 9th, local outlet broke the news. Thug's arrest as well as Gunner and 26 other YSL members and associates receiving the RICO charges. So Gunner, Young Thug,
what's wrong with them goddamn
members?
Fools, man? Them motherfuckers is stupid. You got an opportunity to put your music out and do some shit, and you over there doing some dumbass shit, fucking up the industry.
It ain't fucking up the industry. It's fucking up themselves, but the industry is paying for it because...
That's what I'm saying.
The industry is paying for it because everybody that do something dumb, that's the more times when people start pointing at the rappers as doing dumb shit. So they don't want the rappers to be around because all the rappers, especially the motherfuckers who got a name for themselves, is the ones that's fucking up.
They're about over with shit, man. They got 56-page indictment. 56-count indictment. Murder and gang activity. I hate
better
that, man. They
me.
Make all that money, man. Get successful and throw it all away.
Throw it all away. Better him than me. God damn it. Now, see, that's the thing about... Lord. Well...
Nigga, if I'm a rapper, I'm a rapper. I'm not going to try to act... I'm not going to try to sing. I'm going to stay a rapper. I'm not going to try to play no sports, none of that shit. I'm going to stay a rapper. These motherfuckers want to jump ship and think they can be all these different motherfuckers when they know their mindset is fucked up when they get money. See, when you give a motherfucker some money, all he going to do is be more than what he already was, or she. And they ain't going to never fail.
It's putting a dime on a nickel set. That's all that shit is.
That's right.
But guess what?
Money can't change me.
One more motherfucker out the way for one of us to get in. That's the only thing I can
say.
One more motherfucker out the way for one of us to get in. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know what I'm saying. See, if you do some dumb shit, that's just making way for somebody else to take your goddamn spot.
They getting $100,000 a show, man. $100,000 a show, bro.
Oh, my God.
You out here still trying to gangbang at $100K a show?
Hey, check this out.
I'll
check
be
this
at
out,
the
Mr. Everywhere.
Every Sunday.
Check this out, Mr. Everywhere. If I'm getting $100,000 a show, I give a nigga a couple of rocks to go and bump this nigga off or something.
Well, that's what he tried to do. They told.
Wait a minute. You have to catch me like that.
Yeah, but you got squares in the circle. That's what they did. They told, man. They finna bring Yo Gotti down, Young Thug down, all of his time back with that Yo Gotti, Yo Gotti's brother. He was with the Killer's birthday party. He's been there. Yo Gotti's brother been hanging out with him. So they tying Yo Gotti's brother and Black Youngster into the situation. Now, them dudes ain't, man, they ain't solid like that. They, the guys who did the killing, telling on the people who supposed to gave them the bag to do the killing.
Well,
and they ain't got their money. So now they looking crazy, and then it's tying them in, and they like, well, hell, well, who hired the hit? So now it's paper trail. So they raided Yo Gotti's office last month. So he's just all coming down. He's like, you successful, man. Y'all worth damn near 40, 50 million, and y'all out here still trying to live a street life instead of sitting your ass down somewhere and reaping the benefits.
Well, let me tell you something, man. After Tupac and Biggie got killed, if them motherfuckers is out there ain't learned yet, they deserve to be dead with them niggas, man, because these motherfuckers are stupid.
Look, I'm going to tell you like this, because, you know, if, I don't know. It's being smart, you know, but see, the whole thing about it is when motherfuckers, everybody start feeling like they being disrespected or something like that, they feel like they're going to be more of a bitch for not retaliating about what this cat said or what this cat did. You know, my whole thing is this. If you fuck with my family or anybody close to me, I'll go on and take that motherfucking L.
Well, see, Young Thug should have been sitting down.
Random shit-talking motherfuckers and all that stuff, they can have it if I'm rich.
But Young Thug should have been sitting down, man. He was already, he had his bodyguard last time shoot up Lil Wayne's tour van because I guess Lil Wayne didn't fool with him like that. So he was just like, okay, you know, Birdman was fooling with Young Thug, but Lil Wayne wasn't. So he felt offended because Lil Wayne wasn't fooling with him and wanted to feature with Lil Wayne or whatever the case was. So he going to have his bodyguard shoot up the goddamn tour bus when it went to Atlanta. They was already on them charges. Already getting looked at by the hip hop police, and now here you are trying to hire a hit with some crash dummies that done told on you. Them brung the whole crew down. 50 right. Some people that got 28 people got arrested on 56 indictments.
Well, that's why you keep your circle. You got a certain circle that certain things they do, and that's the only thing they do. And then you got a circle of motherfuckers. That's what I'm saying. Like, all right,
you got
man.
To be your own circle. Or you can't have people talking about, I'm going to have this is my shooter. You got to be the shooter. Your shooter ain't going to do nothing but shoot his goddamn mouth when it come talking about that damn time.
But see, think about what motherfuckers don't realize is, all you got to do is just wait it out. And if you want to do something after the fucking fact, then do it after the fact. Motherfucker be like, damn, it's been like 3 years. This nigga ain't said nothing.
But you got to think about a little, like Slim Thug and Lil Wayne beef was, because you think about it like this. This nigga stole his style. Truthfully. You know what I mean? He stole Lil Wayne's style. Then Birdman doing shiesty shit by trying to bring him out before he bring his album out when he put Lil Wayne album back because he wanted to put this nigga album out. Of course that's going to cause problems. But this
Lil
is the person that you call your son.
Yeah, Lil Wayne wasn't mad. He didn't give a damn. You know, he was on his own agenda, but that was Young Thug was so much of wanting to be a Lil Wayne fan, he felt like, well, Lil Wayne ain't reached out to me for no features or none of that stuff, even though we done did that, Birdman did that lifestyle, you know, what you call the album, and he just felt like, well, Lil Wayne ain't taking to me well, but, I mean, it's like you trying to imitate Lil Wayne. You went and got your hair done like him, you're trying to rap like him. Your nose trying to get pierced like him. I mean, why? Why would he embrace you instead of you being your own self?
Oh, my God. Well, the thing that I see in this whole situation is, you know, everybody, I mean, even today, all of that, so much of that shit sound the same because everybody thinks that that's what's getting ready to let, make or make it. You know what I'm saying? And always, like I told my son the other day, I say, you know, when it comes down to rappers, only 1% of them motherfuckers make it. Now you got to think about how many rappers you got. If I went in my backyard and put a blindfold on my motherfucking face and got a rock, and I spin in the circle, guess where I'm going to get ready to hit? Guess where the rock is going to get ready to land? Nigga, a rapper house, producer house, singer house. That's just the way it is. So only 1% of any goddamn rapper makes it. I don't give a fuck. You got to have something that's getting ready to be different than anybody else. And then, you know, if you dealing with any kind of record company, you got to think, if they feel like you so different that they want to fuck with you, but you as an independent artist, you could bring out something new. Now, mind you, it ain't too many motherfucking different styles that come out. You know, it's just content. If you got the right content, you know, you could be one of them 1% motherfuckers that come out the box. It take a whole lot of fucking work, but a whole lot of people don't have that work ethic. I'm in this motherfucker every day trying to find out some kind of way I could do something different to where it'll make a difference to where we could all make some money. Same was with you, Mr. Everywhere. Motherfuckers just sit up there and try to do something that could actually make something different to where people be like, damn, I like that shit. I ain't heard no shit like that. That's the shit you want to make. I ain't heard no shit like that. Never. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the deal. A lot of artists are trying to pattern themselves after what worked with their favorite artists. But you got to understand, you are your favorite artist's competition when you come out trying to sound like them. You come out with an NBA YoungBoy haircut, jeans and a white T-shirt on, and then you hit the studio, hey, Scratch, man, first word they're going to say, you got auto-tune. And then Scratch like, yeah, I got that. Okay, man, can you punch me in, man? You're going to be like, what? Yeah, man, can you punch me in? I'm gonna say like three words right quick and then punch me in. I'm gonna say three more and punch me in. Then you're gonna like, oh, okay. And you're like, man, what's the beat? Oh, man, can you make me a beat like NBA YoungBoy? Let me play it on my phone. I want one like this. So once you do that, now that's identity theft, you know?
Yep.
So
you just turned into the nigga that you trying to get me to imitate your shit.
And then when your album don't do nothing, everybody gets on Twitter and Instagram talking about, oh, man, this fake NBA YoungBoy. Now your whole career is canceled out because you're going to be like, oh, man, they trying to say I sound like NBA YoungBoy. I'm like, well, damn, who else do you sound like? You don't sound like, goddamn it, a Big Bird or Gonzo. You don't sound like none of them cats on Sesame Street.
Yeah, you know, because that's what I told my son. When my son really started getting down, that nigga rap just like Lloyd Banks. So I'm like, okay, I understand you like Lloyd Banks, but you got to start making this shit your own.
Because if you don't, your lyrics going to be the exact same lyrics that they rapping, just over a different beat. It's going to be the exact same lyrics. I'm with my slime. I'm in the trap with the switch on.
This nigga climb, and like I was saying, I told him the other day, because he was in there listening. I think I said this the other day, but he was listening to his old song. And I ain't trying to throw my son under the bus, but he was listening to the old songs. He was like, that shit was so hard. And I said, you know what's different? The shit that you got right now was hard. But you actually sit there and wrote that shit. Instead of, you know, doing that. sit there and wrote these songs and bust them all the way through. It take you the same amount of time. You know what I'm saying? It'll take you the same amount of time to write a song or write verses versus going four bars. Then you're thinking about the shit, what you're going to do. Then you do the other four. But see, that's that Jay-Z. Jay-Z started that shit. Jay-Z started doing that shit. And everybody started picking up on it. And that's what everybody do now.
Well, NBA Youngboy that started that new goddamn it to punch in every three sentences. I mean, every three words. He done started that. So now that's what, if you listen to everybody's rap song now, they can't rap their song. All these cats coming out, they couldn't rap their song in real life because the simple fact is they overlapping the lyrics now.
Right.
Before that lyric, before that sentence even come, I mean, before that word comes out of his mouth, he's already rapping another word. Tell me how you can do that in real life.
But see, those are the things. I mean, it's like, you know, even when I'm in here, I don't like punching. I'm like punching. I say, okay, so if you're on stage, do you think they're going to punch you on stage? Oh, wait, stop. Let's do it over again. No, it's not going to be that. So usually, I hate even, when I'm in here, I hate punching myself.
I'll punch all day long when I'm recorded, but see, I have to go back home and do my homework and learn what I punch and learn the whole verse. That way they don't have to punch me if I did a show, you know what I mean? I could do it. So, you know, motherfuckers got to do, they got to be real rappers. You can't just be punching and shit and then don't go study your own goddamn verse.
That's the whole thing.
I mean, but you got to record another verse of the performing artist.
It's like when, if I did like all the way to the verse and I was at the last and I fucked up, I'm punching. If I'm at the end, nigga, I'm at the last two bars or something and all that shit is hot, I'm punching. But nigga, I'm not getting ready to punch you in the middle of the fucking song. I'm not going to punch me in the middle of the song because my whole objective is to get from the beginning to the end.
Press, you don't
That's
punch
my
no
mission.
Way. You heard me?
Huh?
I said, you don't punch me in nowhere.
No. Uh-uh. We're not punching.
Nah, he ain't finna punch.
If the objective is going from the beginning to the end of that verse. If not, we got to do that shit over. Now, if you get to the end, and all that shit is hot, no, we get ready to punch you right here. We get ready to get that tail in.
You listen to the NBA Youngboy's album, his old album is punched in. I'm glad he got a lot of money because his album is punched in, goddamn near word for word he punched. I mean, damn near word for word, not bar for bar, but damn near word for word. He punched. Listen to him. You gonna
nope.
Damn it, say, well, I see what you
even.
Mean.
That's the whole thing. Ooh, good shot.
See?
I'm not. I don't. That's why I don't. Like I was telling Julia, I said, go on, listen to Game of 400 bars. You could tell where he punched, but it's 400 bars.
Yeah, that's difference.
That's 400 bars. Now, if you got a punch when you doing like 2 or 3 16, nigga, that's unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. You want all that shit to sound so fucking flowing and good. Of course, if you did punch a couple of times, you go back home
and
listen to it, and then you fuck around and come back and do it over.
Yeah, the new age rappers, man, especially in the Memphis scene,
No disrespect to nobody in Memphis, but a lot of them, that's what they're doing, man. It's just like, I just can't deal because I'm just like, man, he ain't even finished this word, and he got another word coming on top of that word. I'm just like, I don't know what the hell he said.
Yeah, then what they do is put it on another track to make it seem like it's blending together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing about it. When you're doing a vocal, I'm telling you, I be in this motherfucker. I be cussing myself out. Just trying to get 16. Sometimes I be fucking up. I be in the goddamn scratch. I'm in here by my damn self. I done made the track. I done wrote the rap and everything. I got the paper in my hand. I'm fucking up. But guess what? I'm going to do them 16s if that's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to do that 16 all the way through. If you whoop my ass for the rest of the night, I ain't leaving this bitch until I get that 16 out. That's when it feels natural, when everything you're saying is going natural. You know, I mean, sometimes it might be a little shaky, but you got it so you can listen to it. All I got to do is listen to the shit a couple of times, and I sing that shit over perfect. Sometimes doing it over again don't even give you no justice. You like the one that was the first one that you did. I kept so many verses that I did that first time, and I tried to redo them, and they just didn't sound the same as the first one that you did. So, I mean, that's just rap talk. I'm just saying. All that punchy shit. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's how we used to record Mad Cat. We would do the song over and over. Take one, take two, take three, take four. Then we examine it. Take one, you know, we behind y'all scratch. You know, before the deck come out, we reel to reel recording. So you had to do it like that. Oh, cause you use real tape. You use tape. You know, then they came with the deck and the four tracks and all that other shit, but. Day one, we had to practice it over and over. We practiced before we go to the studio because we knew we on a time limit, man paying for the studio time. So we couldn't be bullshit. We practiced every day, every night, go over the shit, get together, do it live performance right there, how we going to do on stage. We do all that. We do that in the studio. When we got in the studio, that's how we did it. We go. That way we better hit that song like we doing it live. We go live right here. We couldn't do it.
Well, it was called demo tape.
Hit them fours, hit them eight, four stanza, eight stanza, chords, four stanza, eight stanza, chord, boom. Let's go to the next song. We're doing just like we live on stage.
It's called demo tape.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? See, now.
It's called that false text. Y'all remember that false text?
Oh, yeah, track. 2 inch. 2 inch, half inch, all them motherfuckers. I had all them inches.
I had that Porter studio, then I got the Tascam Porter studio, then I went digital with Sony, but then I had my computer at the same time. That's when I got that Sound Blaster AWE-64 Gold, and once I went to the computer, I never looked back.
I ain't never looked back either, because I wasn't getting ready to be paying. Nigga, them motherfucking reels cost $200 a piece.
That's right.
They made that for some money. Boy, them summer guns cost money.
Man, yeah, because if you had to be ADAS, you had to buy 3 ADAS.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, that shit was all that shit was expensive. ADAS, D88. Fuck all that. Mm-mm. And then you had to wait for the goddamn ADAS to fuck around and sing back up before you started them. Fuck that. Mm-mm. I said I wasn't even, back then I had ADAS. I said I wasn't fucking no with no computers because my computer fuck up and everything gone. That's the way I used to think.
Yeah, that's right. We did that real to real for the longest time. And like I said, when that computer game came in, we did that real to real, but we still put it on Pro Tools. That when Pro Tools first came out, we did that No More Time Left. Yeah. No more time left.
Go. Yeah, but that's the way that shit was, man. Motherfucker, I wouldn't even fuck with no computer. I couldn't. And then I started learning. I bought a computer for $30. And fuck that motherfucker up. It ain't had no music on it. I just didn't know. I didn't want to. And then I think when I really started learning how to use a computer, nigga had Windows 95 on that motherfucker. And Windows 95, that's when I had Cakewalk on that motherfucker.
That was the shit right there, boy. You sit up there and cut and place that goddamn hook scratch, boy. You was in heaven then. You like, what? I can just do the hook one time and cut and sit up there and highlight it and slide it on over three times in the song and they can go take their funky ass home. Man.
Windows 95 wasn't that fast, but it was fast for that program then.
I was happy. I was like, man, I can cut and place. I'm like, you ain't got to sing the hook five times. You just sing it one time, and then I drag and drop it in every bar that needs to go in. They're like, huh? When I start showing them that, they're like, man, that's crazy, man. You can do that? I'm like, hell yeah, that saved time. That saved my time of sitting up there waiting on you to get your vocals right. You just sing it one time, unless you got some ad-libs. Other than that, you sing the hook one time. I'm going to copy and paste. That's how you do it.
That Cubase and that Cakewalk. It was old. Then I had my SB-1200. You know what I'm saying? Then I got an MPC. It was on. MPC 60, it was on.
The S-O-1, S-2800, and the DR-660 and the DR-5 drum machine that had the drums and the instruments on it with that DR-5.
I that motherfucker. I had an 808-2, and I had a DX7. You got my DX7. Nigga, it was on.
Rolling 1680?
No, I got a Rolling later. Cause
I had all of them. I had a Kawhi.
I got a
Yamaha, Rolling. JB90, I had the JB90 rolling, and I had the 1080 sound canvas, and the Mackay S2800 sampler with the Alesis MMT8, two MMT8, had the black one and the gray one. So they gave me 16 tracks of MIDI. You can put each MIDI on them, what you call, so you didn't have to, what they used to call that merge, you didn't have to merge all your tracks on MIDI. I had 16 tracks of MIDI going, so it was lovely, you know, because I was just learning the whole format. But I go to the music store and like, hey, man, you got to teach me this shit. Y'all selling me all this shit, and you got to teach me this stuff. So I sit up there, and they teach me, and then the guy from Germany, German guy, he come in. He's like, oh, no, man, you keep buying too many synths. Just get a sampler like I got. He had the Kai CD3000 sampler. And he's like, I just got all come in here and sample all my instruments, and they let me come in and sample it, and I go back, and I got all my instruments. So I went in there and got them hard floppies and went in there and sampled everything. And I was like, okay, this is how you do it. You get on the Yamaha DX and sample that. The Roland, it was JW.
M1.
What was that? Cause I had the JV90. I had the JV90 and then the 1080 sound canvas. But they had a J-something. I forgot. J-something, but... They had, you know, because different ones had sound, because I was, like, fascinated with that L.A. piano. You had that L.A. piano, like, oh, man, this is it right here. This is what they use, and that was my signature, the L.A. piano, the 808 drum machine with the DR-660, the 808s. I was like, hell, man, this is it. But then I started learning sound designing, And he's like, man, you got to learn about your LFOs and your oscillators and all that, you know, your low frequency oscillators and twerking the oscillators, and then you create and then save the sound and name it. Now you got your own sound. That's what made Timberland so good. He created his own sound. So you couldn't go in no store and buy no keyboard. It's going to have Timberland sounds. So he's going to make his own. He'll take the keyboard sounds and twerk them with the VCAs and all that stuff, and boom. And he's like, damn, man, that sounds. And it's only on Timberland production. So everybody went to Timberland. Man, we got to have that. Him and Rodney Jerkins, Dark Child. He's like, we got to have that. You know. Pretty good here.
Well, you
food
back in time, man.
Y'all eat healthy out that way, man, because we done lost too many soldiers in 2 weeks, Booty and Hope.
For real.
You know, we trying to put the paint where it ain't, man. Trying to work some avenues. I've been on a couple of important phone calls, trying to work some avenues. But I just got to get everybody bring some A game with the music. So I got to get A6. I got to get him to do a photo shoot. That's the most important deal I got to get him to do is a photo shoot right now. Got to try to get that done about the next 30 days. I got a surprise for him, but I got to get that done like the next 30 days. Damn, Booty, you seen that I sent out there to you today. All your people in Dallas, let them know. That's going to be Def Jam. Wiseman Grip from Def Jam. They will be out there signing artists. The Def Jam label deal. That's Wiseman Grip. That's my boy, Thomas Guns. He's the one putting it on, and he got Wiseman Grip from Def Jam going to come in, and he's going to be on the panel and They're gonna pick a winner. I sent it to Butter Go Harder and I sent it to Julia and I sent it to a lot of people out there just to let them know it's the opportunity of a lifetime for whoever can get there. So got all them dynamics for that.
Okay, I didn't know that was in Dallas. Okay, I seen it earlier today when I got out of work. I'm trying to look at it and send it to some of them.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to do one probably in Jackson. I'm giving y'all the heads up. They're probably going to do one in Jackson, Mississippi, and then they're probably going to do one in either Alabama or Florida. He's been talking with me, telling me, you know, he's been having me line up clubs in different cities so they can go in and actually do it in a club that, you know, people will really go to. So that's why I've been having to be on the phone calls and lining that stuff up with club owners. If you give them the dynamics of what's going to take place, because that's going to bring the whole city out to every club that has that going on. So, you know, you're talking with, you know, a major deal, then everybody that's trying to get on is going to pop up. So that's what we've been telling these club owners. We try to get over at White Diamond, but I don't know how the dynamics went with that. So, but it's all to the good.
Right now they got a little flip. They got a car show. He's going to be in McNabb, Arkansas on the 29th. And then Longview, Texas, Little O, the Black Rodeo, two players getting chose. He's going to be in Longview, Texas at the Black Rodeo. Him and Sir Charles, Southern Soul. So they're taking the Southern Soul. And all that, and Little Older going to be the headline act on the Southern Soul Rodeo.
You got Lucci going to be him and Pookie going to be in Garland, Arkansas. They got a car show down there. Then on July 3rd, I'm giving you the heads up because I ain't pulled the toll nobody, but they're going to be at the track on there on 67, you know, the racetrack. They bringing Slim Thugs going to be there at the racetrack. Y'all don't know. The Flyers will probably come up next week. Going towards Texarkana. When you look on the left-hand side before you get over there, yeah, you know you see the track from the interstate?
Yeah.
So they race them dirt cars, them dirt racetrack cars.
Yeah, that's where
with the bleachers.
Yeah, Gucci Man them came down. Gucci Man and what's her name? The Body.
What you call it there too? Remember Lil Kiki? That's when the sound system was messed up. But yeah, Slim Thug's gonna be. I forgot my man. He already got the flyer because he's the one who booked it for the promoter. And I got to get with him because he told me don't put the flyer up yet because. You know, he got this stuff already done and stuff,
What's the female name that came with Gucci Mane's promoter all the time? She was like the first body vixen.
I don't know.
From Atlanta.
He talking about
she was in all the music videos.
Not Buffy the Body.
Yeah, Buffy the Body, Gucci Man, Soulja Boy, what's that boy?
Yeah, that's my boy brought Buffy the Body down. He brought Buffy the Body down, plus he brought T-Pain down to Lil Rock. That time T-Pain was in Lil Rock when Dirty Black was up there. My boy Square Type Mike, my classmate. He down in Miami now doing it big down there. But, yeah, he brought Buffy the Body. They was all over Texarkana and Lil Rock.
What's that dude, Mike? Magic Mike?
No, my guy, Square Type Mike. Square Type Mike. That's my classmate. That's my ride or die right there.
I'm talking about the producer for Soulja Boy. The dude produced Soulja Boy. And the Campus King.
Collie Park didn't do Soulja Boy?
Yeah, but he was a guy. They call him Money Mike, Magic Mike, Money Mike.
Oh, it might be like Money Mike or something like that.
Yeah. But I know the racetrack here. They did, Kenny Rogers shot the movie Six Pack at that time back in the early 80s.
Yeah,
that race is called Track Off 30.
Mm-hmm, that's Slim Thug's gonna be July. I think it's 3rd. I'm gonna call my guy in the morning, but he just told me I can't put the flyer up because the promoters got to put it up. We don't want me to overshadow the promoter, which, you know, I'm just trying to help, but I'm gonna wait till the promoter got the green light on it. But it'll be a nice show for y'all, or what you call that. Well, I wish you had that camera rolling, man, so you can get footage. Get your press pass and get footage. You know how we used to roll. We're gonna pull up.
What are these motherfuckers doing now? Cause I don't even be popping up on the scene no more. Cause I don't want to goddamn be. Oh, I'm low key on all kinds of shit now.
You right? That's you said the magic word. All them trail rides and all that stuff. The last three or four in car shows, there somebody done got killed.
So I'll be at the house. Somebody to come tell me about it. They want to interview. They stop through here, all right, here on the strip. Got to be able to do it right out the driveway. They that was shit. Guess we got to be at the lottery ticket. Get at the vape shop or something. Shit. Other than that, I ain't going out there fucking with them boys no more.
I know what you mean. I mean, it'll be nice if everybody can act right, but they just won't. I mean, the only way they do it is, you know, indoor Southern Soul show, but them trail rides, car show, Anything outdoors where they can get a gun into it, boom. So they shot at Yo Gotti and them down here in Mobile. He lucky he didn't get killed. Did the girl get killed? I think the girl got killed down here. I think two people got shot, but the girl got killed down here in Mobile. It was Yo Gotti did that diss song to Yo Young Dolphin. Somebody let that thing go. They finna have them down here.
I know your homegirl did a stage play for Mother's Day in Texarkana. I think that turned out probably the best thing other than Sunday at church for these people that went.
Who did that?
Oh, girl, they did a stage play down there, brought one to Texarkana. The one who was bringing Old Girl from Escape.
Mm-hmm, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I got to check with Lady B. I got some new Metron. I just got him in Damn, who was that? Somebody got the talk box on the song. But I had to lose him and some guy. But, yeah, it's real nice. What's his name? He got to give me his new one. I'll call him tomorrow, too. Link's got a new one. He got that Garage. He's been had that one out, but he got the new video with Garage. Well, Curry and them ain't playing no games. They finna come back and top this 5 to 8 minutes left.
And what that baby said at the Dollar Tree said, that's gonna be the gates. Golden State.
Curry ain't gonna do nothing but get ate with some rice tonight.
Okay. I really get pissed off than be pissed on, like in my Rev Ali voice.
Well, you know, I'd rather drink mine than piss off or be pissed on.
Yeah, because it's going to show enough. It's going to happen tonight. They're going to come back. It's going to be Steph Curry, and the Warriors are up. And then everybody in Memphis, they're going to go home, and they're going to go on vacation for the summer because they know when they get back home, it's going to be the last game. It's going to be bye-bye. It's like you drop your little girl off at the daycare center. Bye-bye.
No, Memphis playing like Muhammad Ali right now.
Yeah, but you remember when Joe Frazier broke his jaw?
No, but he ain't fighting Joe Frazier right now. He fighting George Foreman.
He's fighting George Foreman right here. He fought George Foreman game number two. Now he's fighting goddamn it Frazier. He's a thriller in Manila.
Nah, Frazier. Ain't no thriller. He passed the Manila.
He got to fight the gorilla now. We got to fight that gorilla. Well, they say he wanted to go to heaven, so we took
him in
seven.
I ain't mad at you. Yeah, man. The Warriors ain't going to do nothing tonight. They ain't going to be able to withstand these. See, the Memphis played better without Morant a lot of times this year. So that's why they up, because that nigga ain't playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm going to see how long they can hold on. They look like they scoring baskets, though. They know how to get them baskets. They playing a little bit of defense. All they got to do is just play D on Curry, you know, just put a little chicken on him. And he'll be all right.
You got a double team Curry. When you double team Curry, that word is what? What does that do? What your big mama say? How they fly get in here? Somebody left the what? I'm gonna leave the door open. You gonna leave the door open?
But who gonna see? But Wiggins is gonna have to make the shot though. See, you got to make sure him and Looney make the shot.
Ain't nobody else can make the shot. Leave him open. Yeah, you do that pick and roll with that double team, all he's going to do is leave Wiggins wide open. He's going to do what? Poster. It's going to be a poster.
Green, Looney, Wiggins is going to have to make the shot. Now, if he passes to Poole, he might make it, but I don't know.
You heard what DJ Quick
said.
You
got about two, three boys.
Keep your hand on your clip, because Oakland is just like Compton.
Yeah, well, they show up and act like it. They show up and act like it, boy.
They better come with it. 8 minutes left.
We right here on the phone. I'm watching.
Curry on the line. They say them Splash Brothers, boy. Them bright skins is in, boy. Them Splash Brothers. Damn,
Curry
missed the free throw.
They say the Splash Brothers ain't had their sailboats going lately.
They'll be all right. They'll be all right. They got it under control. You got to be up 20 points up 28. He just lost the ball. You got to be up 28 points on the Golden State Warriors before they wave the white flag. He bouncing the ball on his foot and giving the ball away and shit
with his funny looking motherfucking ass.
This motherfucking bouncing off his feet and shit.
There
you go. I told you, whoop, there it is. Trey all day.
They need another one.
Now, shit, I told you, Curry get 2 4-point plays and turn the whole game upside down. the best defense you can do is don't let Curry get the ball.
Come on, Green, settle down, man. All that is uncalled for. You're getting texted and ejected like a damn fool.
That's what he is, a damn fool. That's a gorilla.
Yep. You heard what he said, splash. I told y'all them splash, talking about the boat ain't got no water underneath it. Noah's Ark didn't either. It said high on the mountain. The boat said high on the mountain. It rained for 44 days and 44 nights. It's going to rain on it for 44 days and 44 nights. I feel bad for John Moran. He can't do nothing but sit there and watch. All he can say is, God dang it, just like the Titanic, Rev Ali and the band went down playing. There they go. There they go. You got to shoot. No good. Here it go. Here it go. Curry. Y'all get ready for the greatest show on earth. Got it right back. Uh-oh. 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 There it go, Curry. There it go. Woo. We got it back. Moneyball. You give it to Curry again, he finna bomb that. Oh, there it go. In the foul. Yep, Poole gonna do what he gotta do. Here it comes. I think after this, man, Memphis is over with. It won't gonna be no more juking. Ain't gonna be no more of that whoop that trick. They ain't gonna play that no more until you watch a goddamn it Hustle and Flow on Netflix. That's the next time you're going to hear whoop that trick. You ain't going to hear it no more. That's it. I tell you, boy, them Splash Brothers, boy, they ain't playing with them. Come on.
Miss Everywhere. Miss Everywhere. There's
yeah.
6 minutes. There's 6 minutes and 25 seconds left, man. Hold on.
Hold on. They better hold on like in Vogue. 6 minutes, 25 seconds left. You damn right. And Black Brother got 6 minutes
like
to
minute
go to work.
You talking over there like in a minute something now.
Okay. 85 to 81. Here come the Splash Brothers. Here they come.
Who up, Memphis?
What they going to do? Yeah, what the Splash Brothers going to do? Are they jumping in the 3 feet or are they over there in the 6 feet?
Uh-oh. Got them. Oh, man. Oh, that's going to be
oh,
all
Memphis,
right.
Memphis head? Lit up ahead?
No, they down 2-1. When Golden State wins tonight,
I'm
it's going to be 3-1.
Saying,
and then...
Oh, Memphis winning. I'm saying who winning the game right now?
Memphis up 85-81. There goes.
Oh, so Memphis
told
to
you.
The game then.
Told you. Klay Thompson, 83-85. I told you with 5:38. I told you. That's it. Them Splash Brothers, that boy put that